Welcome back to News and Views and News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. News and Views is brought to you each week by the Columbus Area Railroad Club located in Johnson County Park. This morning we are talking with candidates for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board in the upcoming election. This morning we are Lucretia, I should have asked how you pronounce your name. Is it Lucretia Ullery or Ullery?
Ullery.
Ullery. Okay, I'm going to redo this line then. This morning we're talking with Lucretia Ullery, who's running for District 7 on the school board. Lucretia, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
So for our listeners, can you talk a little bit about what your background is and why you're running for the school board seat?
Sure. So I was born and raised here in Indiana, went to public school in Madison County. I'm a graduate of Indiana State University and left for a few years to start my career in Texas, came back to southern Indiana, thought we might stay in the Columbus area for just a few years. And of course, as everyone else does, who's a transplant, just absolutely fell in love with it. So was able to raise our two children here. They're both graduates of East High School. So the high schools here in the BCSC system. My husband is a retired engineer from Cummins. And so we're sticking around and hopeful to make Columbus our home for many years. And I'm running because I have felt over the years as I was, before children, young children, then teenagers, and now finally empty nesters, it's important to find ways to serve your community and find a place where you're not just necessarily comfortable joining, but to certainly push yourself to learn new things, work with new people. That's kind of one of the things that I've learned throughout my career here in Columbus. And as I like to say, if a door opens, you need to take at least one step in. And so that's what I'm doing.
So can we talk a little bit about your education, occupation, anything you wanted to mention there?
Sure. I'm an accountant. When I graduated from Indiana State with an accounting degree, I am licensed in the state of Indiana as a CPA and kind of spent my years learning and working with the Irwin Miller family, worked with them for over 21 years. And that was a real fantastic education into the history of Columbus, the education about what long-term vision does for communities and certainly projects that you know are going to outlive you. I learned the value of that. And so now kind of a little bit closer to the wind down years, again, what do I want? If this is my final job, what do I want to do? And I went to Turning Point Domestic Violence Services about almost 8 years ago, and I'm the director of finance there. So I'm hopefully helping to serve them.
And have you ever run for office before?
I have not. That's my first time.
So I think that when we get to the issue questions here, I think the biggest issue obviously right now is the pandemic and parents' concerns. Are our kids safe in our schools? What's your thoughts?
I tell you, that is real difficult. And we look at what's going on in the bigger cities. We look at the rural areas of America, and we're just kind of set right here in the Midwest. And it's not easy. You have people that are extremely nervous and people that think, no, absolutely, my child's going to go. My child wants to go to school, and they need to be there 100%. And I think we're really blessed with the way BCSC now is looking at bringing, at least starting the semester, bringing the students back in. You've got a choice. So to your comfort level, you can educate at home, you can do the bridge, or you can come in and do in person. And that's being looked at and discussed. It's not a one and done thing. And I like that. I think they're taking the pulse of what other communities are learning. Certainly they're listening to the extent they can, feedback from medical personnel, parents, students, but it's not easy. And I will tell you that that's going to be the toughest thing as we walk through this, the rest of the semester. And we have students and parents coming back from fall break. There is protocol. There's kind of a guidelines that BCSC put out for travel during fall break. And it's, I think, 7 pages long. And it just really speaks to being careful, you know, be safe because you have to return to your community. And we just don't live in a bubble. I mean, we do affect other people going to school, going to work, going to the grocery store. It's just we really have to solve this as a community, I believe.
So the parents that have been coming to the school board meetings to express their opinions, one of the things they've been talking about a lot recently is their concerns about they don't understand and they don't think the board is being very transparent on when the trigger would be pulled to go back to virtual learning and where we are in the process of the possibility of that. What is your thought on the transparency that the school district is showing?
I think they're learning a lot. I think they're listening and maybe doing some self-respecting, you know, reflection of, maybe from the parent side, maybe we haven't communicated exactly transparent or what we really mean. And I think that they're doing better. I think they're listening to the questions, but you know, they are, to be fair, everyone is trying to get a grasp on this and juggling a lot of balls. But I would hope that would continue to be a little bit more transparent, keep asking those questions, but being respectful of everyone's, it's not a side they're taking, but their position, and just realize it's complicated. It's not going to be a black and white. There's going to be a lot of gray areas, and we just have to address this together.
So for the teachers who are finding themselves in the position of teaching a virtual class and teaching an in-person class and all that entails, do you think our teachers have the tools they need to help our kids succeed?
I would say they've always had the tools. The skills that they have are amazing, but certainly now with the hurdles they're having to go over, maybe not. And I think that, again, it's evolving. Look at the technology. Look at Zoom. You know, I didn't even know that existed probably 6-7 months ago, and now I'm having most of my meetings that way. But for you know, I will have to confess, if I had to educate a child at home, I would have to do a little bit of tutoring myself to get up to those the speed of that. But so teachers are having an even tougher time having to care for their environment, their surroundings, keeping everybody safe, reminding people to be. I'm sure it's just like there are 20 cats, you know, on the floor, and they're hurting cats. And I'm sure there are days they go home just exhausted. But I do hope that they feel that they are appreciated. And it's not an easy thing to solve. Like I say, we really need to do all of this together. And there's just no one expert on this, right? But we have to look at better ways to equip those teachers and ourselves, you know, parents, the community. Everyone has to take a little piece of that and own it and pick up some of the load until we get through this.
So before the pandemic, we were talking all about state funding and funding formulas and teachers' pay. And obviously that's why BCSC had its referendum. What's your thoughts on, is the pay for teachers and other staff where it needs to be in the school district?
Well, I don't think it ever has been. And I think that we just need to be able to do the research across the nation. We need to look at comparative pay, but certainly pay for what they are doing at the levels they're doing. Teachers and staff, we just have a tremendous educational system in place here, and to be able to continue to attract that talent and retain that talent, you have to constantly keep asking that question. And that's a learning curve that I will be on to be able to get up to speed on what some of those issues are, how they've addressed them in the past. But certainly what that entails of being able to take care of everyone.
So standardized testing is obviously a big issue in the schools, and especially during the pandemic. I know that the governor has put forth that they are not going to hold the standardized test scores against teachers in this situation. But what's your thought on standardized testing in general and where we are in Indiana?
I don't really believe that should be the test that you have for against those teachers. I'm a real big believer in mastery of subjects, and for every student that takes different timelines to do that. I would hope that they're testing a little bit more towards mastering their subjects. But teachers need to be really evaluated across the board on lots of different points of what they're reaching and accomplishing.
Well, Lucretia, is there anything else that people should know about you or about the election? Anything you want people to know about?
I just really hope that you look at all candidates, not just for these three seats, but for everyone you vote for. Be an educated voter. And get out there, vote, and make sure that you do it safely, but please vote. And I thank you for your time, John, and I really appreciate being here with you.
Well, I appreciate you doing the interview, and we've been talking this morning with Lucretia Ullery, who is running for District 7 on the BCSC School Board. Thanks again for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, John.